Okay, so now I'll pick up Daf Kuf Tes, starting from the bottom of Kuf Ches Amid Beis, with the Mishnah on the bottom, which is the third halacha that we learn in the name of Adma. Haposek Maos Lachasna. Okay, so a guy, a couple decides to get married, and the father-in-law says to the son-in-law, I'm going to give you a certain amount of money. Okay, and they do Kiddushin. Right? The old days, they did Kiddushin, and then they wait a year until they do Nisuin. Fine. So they decided a certain amount of money is to give him for the dowry. Upashat loas harego. Literally, he stuck at his leg, right, to trip him up, meaning he didn't do it. Right? Rashi says, Loshon bizayonu. Right? For Omer, Noah she'eno chashla, devarav tol tit sha'agabe ragli. You can take the schmutz off my shoe. Meaning, you thought I'm giving that amount of money. Not true. Sorry. You can take whatever scraps you can get together, but I'm not giving you any more money. Fine. So he told him he's going to pay something and give him a certain amount of money for the dowry, and it turns out he's not doing it. Fine. So what happens? Teshiv atir tal bin rosha. So the chassan can make his wife now, because she's done kiddushin, so she's now connected to him. She can't go anywhere without a get. Right? Either you have to do nisuin or they have to get divorced. And says in the Tanakhama says that actually he can do neither. He can just make her wait until her hair goes white. Meaning, you let her wait forever. Let her wait forever. Yeah, it's terrible. Right? But so Adma Omer, Yecholi Shetem. What do you mean? She can tie it back. Ilu Ani Pasakti LaAtzmi Esheva Shetal Ben Roshi. She can say to him, if it was me, if I told you I was going to pay you money and I didn't, so then fine. So leave me. You know, it's my fault. But Achshav Sheaba Pasak. Mani Yechol Asos. What do you want from me? My father's, you know, messed me over. O Knos, O Patur. Either marry me, do Nisuin, or divorce me, but don't leave me doing nothing. That's Amon's Pesach. I'm Avram Gamliel, Roani Yestebi Amon. And Rav Gamliel says, surprise, he thinks that Amon makes a very good argument, and you should not. I'll leave her, you know, until her hair goes gray. Fine. Says Gemara. Masnisin de lo ki haitano. So this mission is not like the following price. The Sanya, Am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechleku admon v'chachavim ala posek maos lechasno upashat loes raglo es haregel sheyecholi sheteamar abba pasak alai mani yechol lasos amanech. So they didn't argue about this. Okay, so this mission says that admon lechachavim didn't argue about a case where the father didn't pay because she can make a taina. What do you want from me? That's my father, right? Okay. Right? When she said, when they got married, when they were about to get married, she says, I'll pay a certain amount of money. Whatever reason, she decided to do that. Okay. Meaning now it's to say, look, you made a deal. You're not going to pay up. You can just say, I don't know, what do you want from me? Pay up or don't pay up. But I'm not, if you want to continue this process, you made a promise. So fulfill your what you said. Okay. However, Amon Omer, Yecholi Shetamar, Kesur Ani Sheabano Sein Alai. She can say, "Look, I made a commitment because I assumed my father was going to pay it." Va'achshav Shein Abano Sein Alai, Mani Yechol Asos Oknos Upator. Meaning, this is even more extreme. Now, basically, Amon is willing to tell that even in the case where she said, according to this brisa, that Amon's argument is even in the case where she was willing to make the commitment because it was an assumption that her father was going to pay the money, which makes sense, right? The girl didn't have their own money, right? The assumption was the father's paying for it anyways. So once, because she had that assumption, when that doesn't happen, she can say, you know, what do you want from me? Fine. And Amram Gamliel, Roani Estevi Amram. And Amram Gamliel says, yes, Amram makes a lot of sense. Fine. Okay. So Tana, Bamed Varim Amurim. So Tana, Bamed Varim Amurim. Bikidola. Aval Bikitana, Kofin. Right? So what's the case talking about? It sounds like we're talking about a case of a Gedola. Right? But if she's a Katana, then you force somebody. So Gemara says, Kofin Laman. Who are you forcing? Right? Forcing that father to pay or forcing the guy to marry or divorce her, right? So Ilim La'av, if you want to say that you're forcing the father to pay, Ibchami Bailai, meaning it should be the opposite, meaning we should say, what's the case? The case should be a katana, right? But by gedola you force, meaning because
we don't listen to a
Gedola. Right, exactly. She made this, you know, statement, so who cares, right? Right. So it should be Mary Ben Ruba Gitana, right? So fine. So saying that you force the father doesn't make any sense. If that's the, you know, the Mary Ben Ruba is the Gitana. So is the katan. So ella amarava kofin labal litain get. So Rava says no. Rather, what we do is we force. When it comes to katana, we force the father to get, the husband to give a get. So Amar Yitzchak ben Lazar mishmei techizkia komak. So fine. So that story. Fine. So Amar Yitzchak ben Lazar mishmei techizkia komakum shamar ben Gamliel roa anias devei admon halacha kamosa. So we've seen three times so far. Rabbi Gamliel says roa anias devei admon. So whenever Rabbi Gamliel says that, we paskin like that. Okay. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman afid bebraisa. Even says that in the Brisa. So I'm like, you coming in the Mishnah? Did I say it was only in the Mishnah? Right? Right? I just said, but everybody says it. So yeah, it means it's in the Brisa. What do you want from me? I wasn't specific on purpose, because I meant it in any case. Okay. So I'm Bzeira, I'm a Rab Bar Yirmiyah, Bez Dvarim Sha'amar Chanan, Halach Kayotzebo, Shiva Dvarim Sha'amar Admon, Ein Halacha Kayotzebo. Okay, so we're going to see what this means. Halacha ki yotzebo typically means that the halacha is like the person who adopts his policy, right? Who agrees with him. Okay, which we're going to see why that's different than just saying the halacha is like him. Halacha kamosa, why halacha ki yotzebo? But we'll see. Okay, so the Gemara is already confused. My kamar, what does this mean? Ilei ma'achi kamar. Maybe you want to say it means the following: Shnei dvarim she'amar Chanan halacha kamosa uki yotzebo. Right, the halacha is like Chanan and those who had paskin like him. Okay, v'shiva d'vrayim sh'amar Admon ein halacha kamoso v'lo kayotzibo. And he wants to say seven things about Admon said that the halacha is not like him and not like those who follow him. That's hard, right? V'amar Yitzchak ben Elazar mishmei techizkia komakom sh'amar megol miel roani has d'vray Admon halacha kamoso. So it can't mean when we're saying it's like kayotzibo and not kayotzibo. It can't mean that we exclude every time that it means that the halacha is like that person and all those who follow them, or always not like that person and not like those who follow them, because that wouldn't make sense, because we know that that's not true by Admon. We have at least three cases where Rav Gamliel said I roa anias devei Admon, and we said the halacha is kamosa, right? So that's like he's like Rav Gamliel is like the kayotzebo, the person who says I follow this, right? So el halacha kamosa is what it means. Shnei dvarim she'amar Chanan halacha kamosa. Two things that Chanan said, Halacha is like him, v'chayotzebo, and again, all those who follow him, we pass him like that. Shiva dvarim she'amar Admon, ein halacha kayotzebo, hakamoso halacha bekulhu. Okay, there are seven things that Admon said, about which the halacha is, maybe we should say, is not always like him. We don't do it just because Admon said so, right? And kamoso, but kayotzebo, the one who is making statements about what he said, we always follow. Okay, so what does that mean?
Is it that way or the other way? It's that Rabbi Gamliel said follow Admon three out of seven times.
Right.
But we say it's not like Rabbi Gamliel, which means he says no four times.
I mean, it's always, I think the person asked the question.
Okay. Are we saying it's all seven and not just the ones Rav Gamliel
that
said?
All seven, it's not halacha kamoso, because we're not passing like Admon, right, per se.
Okay.
We are going to say that. We're passing like Rav Gamliel, who agrees with Admon.
He agrees with three out of seven.
Three out of seven.
But we don't follow any of the seven.
But we agree with Rav Gamliel and all seven.
We agree with
Rav Gamliel. So it's kayotzebo.
Okay.
Kayotzebo, right? But hakamoso halacha bekulo. Ain't halacha.
The way it translates it is,
yeah,
the law that does not follow the one who agrees with him, Rabbi Gamliel, it follows him, Admon, in all of them. Rabbi Gamliel.
Sorry, at this point you're right. Yes, correct. At this stage you're right.
Right.
Correct. Because kayotzebo is those who follow him, which is Rabbi Gamliel, and kamoso is like Admon, halacha bekulo. Correct. So you're right. At this point,
right,
so it would seem to say that we follow Admon in all seven, but not always. We don't always follow Rav Gamliel.
Right, Rav Gamliel disagrees with him four times.
Right, correct. It's fine. So that's what you might say, not have a problem with it. Right. Bahamar Yitzchak ben Lazar, thank you. Bahamar Yitzchak ben Lazar, Mishmei Techizkiya. I thought Lazar said name Techizkiya. Ko Magam Shem Rav Gamliel, Roani gets Divrei Admon, Halacha Kamoso. I think there are, we have at least three of those, right? So it can't be that we never hold like Rav Gamliel. That's not true. We just said anytime he agrees with him, we the Kayotzebo, we agree with. So So Amar, in. You're right. He says, you're right. Lo Amar lo.
That's Amar in, lo Amar lo. So where he says yes, you agree. You follow Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says yes 3 times and no 4 times. Amar in, where he says
Amar
yes.
In.
So you follow Rabbi Gamliel. Amar in, he says in 3 times.
Right.
He says lo 4 times.
Right. Good. So Elahachik Amar. Shnei, and this is what he said. And this is how you read it. Shnei Dvarim Sh'Amar Hanan. Two things that Hanan said, like him and like those who follow him. Shiva Dvarim Sha'amar Admon, Yesh Mehen Shalach Kamoso, V'chayotzebo. There are times when you follow himself and those who pass him like him. V'yesh Mehen She'en Alach Kamoso, Ela Kayotzebo. The times we don't pass him like him, we pass him like the person who in other cases agrees with him. Right?
Which is Rabbi
Gamliel. Right. B'kom Makom Sha'amar Gamliel, Ro'ani Estevi Admon, Halach Kamoso, Inachlo. And all the times when he agrees with him, that's when we follow him, and the others know. I wonder, by the way, the Hanan case is we agree across the board, right?
Right.
Kamosa and Kayotsebo. You don't really need the Kamosa and Kayotsebo. And I wonder if it's like that we always have the parallel structure all the time.
Right.
You know, that we use that parallel structure here for Hanan also, even though it doesn't apply to him, right? Because it applies to Admon. But the bottom line is that's the distinction here, right? That there's no always here. The only always is that we always follow Rabbi Gamliel. So three times that he's with him, we're good. We pass like Admon, and the 4 times that he's not, then we're against Admon there also, right? So we're always like Rabbi Gamliel when he's sometimes like Admon and sometimes not.
Right.
Fine. Good. Shkayach. Okay. Next. Case number 4. Ha'orer al hasadeh v'chasem aleha be'ed. This is a cool case, okay? Guy, person has a field. Right? And he says, and so let's say Reuven owns a field. And Shimon says, that's not Reuven's field. That's my field. Tell him one problem. There's a guy who has a field next door to Reuven. And when Levi bought a field next to Reuven's field. And when Levi bought the field, they tell you, like, what are the boundaries of the field? And one of them is, the west boundary is Reuven's field. And Shimon was one of the Edim on that Mechira. So he signed it. So basically he signed a star that said that Reuven owes this field. And then he comes in and says, by the way, that's not Reuven's field, that's my field. It's like you signed the star that said, that said, again, it wasn't for Reuven, it was for Levi. It stated that the boundary is the boundary of Reuven's field, right? So if you did that, right, ha'or al-asadah v'hu chasum aleha, be'ed, aman omer, hasheni noachli, Rishon, so Amon says, he could say, right, Omer, not Amon says, but Amon's like basically like the guy can say, Hasheni, I wonder if there's a, Hasheni, Yocho Hushi Omer, right, that Amon says, he could say, Hasheni Noachli, Varishon Kasha Himenu. What can he say? He can say like this, look, I did agree. Right, I allowed him to, you know, the other guy to purchase the field with that, you know, saying that it's Reuven's field, because I wanted that other guy to buy the next door field. And it's easier for me. If he buys it, now I can start making deals. He's an easier person to manage. So I wanted him to sell it to him so I could then be involved, right? Look at Rashi, Admon Omer. It's like 2/5 of the way down in Rashi. Admon Omer Yochohu Shia Omer Mashalo Ir Arti Bishas Shlakachta Milevi. Right? Vechasamti Besoch Hashad. Why didn't I say anything when he was, trying to buy it? Actually, it's a little different. This is different. It's just a little different than what I was talking about. The case I gave was the next case. That's the Simon. This is more intense. This is, I say that that's not Reuven's field, it's my field, and I was the aide on the field, on this document, when it was sold to Reuven. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I argue that it really was my field, right? I think that's the case. Right? Rashi says, Or al-Sadah, Reuven me'ar'er al-Sadah shebiyad Shimon, ve'omer Levi shemachra lacha gazla mimeni. Right? Levi, who sold it to you, right? When Levi, basically, Reuven bought the field from Levi. Okay? And Shimon says, he comes and he says, Levi who sold it to you, Levi stole it from me. Since it's not, it shouldn't be Reuven's field because Levi stole it from me. Sorry, this is the case. So they say, but you signed on the deal. If it was really your field, just claim that Levi owes you the field. He says, I'll tell you. So Amnon says, it's still okay. Why? Because what am I going to say? Levi's a tough guy. Right? He's smart. He's going to come with Tainas, and he's going to bring Edim. And he's going to, like, you know, he's a mover and a shaker. Reuven's easy. He's a soft guy. I can beat him better than Bezdin. So I actually was happy to have Reuven purchase the field from Levi, so I can then go after Reuven. So you're going to say, oh, well, but you were a witness on the sale. And I was like, I know I was a witness on the sale, but that was because I wanted this to happen. This makes it easier for me. Okay? So that's case number one. So Amnon says, even though I was a witness on the sale of my field to somebody else, I can still argue that it's my field. The fact that I was a witness is not an issue. Okay? No. So the Chum said, sorry. You were a witness on the sale, you lose out. You can't now come back and say it's really yours. That's case one. Second case. Asa simin. Right? What if he made a simin la'acher, ibidez zechuso? What if he did that? But so now this is the case I mentioned before is the other one. There's a boundary, right? And I said that field, so again, there's a field that Reuven owes, and I'm Shimon, right? And the neighboring field is being bought by Levi. And I sign on the thing that says that Levi's buying a field and the bordering field is Reuven's. But I think it's mine. Same thing, the Mishnah says, I lose my zechus because I can't, because I signed that I'm moded that it doesn't belong to me. If you notice, in this case, Amnon doesn't argue. Right? Because what are you going to say? Right? He doesn't understand that case. Fine. Okay, those are the two cases. Okay, so Amr Abaye. Lo shanu ella aid. Right? That's only true if the guy himself, again, Shimon, who's counting this, his field, had been a witness. Avadayin lo ibe zechus. If he was the judge in the case, he doesn't lose his chus.
So, judge on his own field.
Yeah, here we go. So yeah, what does that mean? How could that be? So the Tani Rebbe Chiya ein edim chos min al ashtar ela im ken karuhu. Because an aide can only sign a shtar if he's signed it. In fact, many Eidei Kedushin will have many Masadic Kedushin will have the Eidim on the Ksuba read the Ksuba. I remember one time I was a college guy, you know. And they're like, so read the Ksuba. I'm like, I don't know what this says. But I remember certain Masadic Kedushin said, you should read it first because you're the aide. Right? So, Aval Dayanim, Chosmin Afa Pishalo Karuhu. Dayanim will sign on a shtar even though they didn't read it. What does that mean? Rashi says, B'kiyum. Right, again, if their job as a dayan is just to do kiyum shtaros, what's kiyum shtaros? It means, I'm just, afapi shalo karu, I didn't read it. Sharei einan mi'idin el shtar zeh balifaneinu, v'aidim hikiru shehi chasimasam. If you're the judge, you're saying, kiyum shtaros, you're saying, yes, that is, you know, Joshua Schwartz's signature, and that's Shlomi, you know, Birnbaum's signature, and I'm just, all I'm doing is being Mekayim the Shtar. So I don't, I didn't even read what says inside. That's not what I'm doing here. It doesn't mean the guy who was like the Dayan who presided over the case, right? Presumably. Okay. Next case. Asa simin la'acher. Okay, so this is the case now of the border, right? I signed on the Shtar that said that the border of Levi's field is what I'm now claiming is my field, but I admitted that it was Reuven's field. Okay, so Amar Abaye lo shanu ella la'acher. That's only if he's selling it to somebody else. Aval la'atzmo lo ibe zechusa. Meaning, if I'm purchasing this other field and I say that this boundary is, and I'm, you know, and I, but the, let's see why lo ibe zechusa. I don't lose it. Why the Amar ida lo avdi le hachi lo hava mazbin le niali? Meaning, what's the guy going to say? If I say, right, that if I say, you know, that this field really belongs to me, right, already. Look at Rashi. Lo shanu ella la'acher. Dafka nakat masnis in simin la'acher. Right, ava asa hamuchzak ba simin la'atzmo shal Reuven zeha orer aleha shaya shimon mocher sada shebetzida la'Reuven zeha orer alav ukushemetzar lo simane hametzarim kasav al sada zu meitzar ploni shali velo micha Reuven. So what's going on here? He is arguing I think the point is like this. That makes it make sense. So I'm, so Reuven's in my field. I think Reuven's in my field, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to buy the field next door, right?
Okay.
And in order to buy the field next door, and let's say it's, and let's say Reuven owns both fields. Okay? So we say, and what's the bordering field? Reuven's field. Good. If I, in that moment, say, actually, that's not Reuven's field either. Right? That's really my field. What's going to happen? You better bet Reuven's not selling me this field. Mm. Right?
Okay.
I think that's the point. Right? I mean, if I myself am purchasing a field, and I'm Moda, I think it's from the same person. I think it's got to be the case, right? And I myself say, like, yeah, I know, and I agree, right? The star that I agree to says that this borders another field of Reuven's, which I really think is mine, so I don't lose my zechus to later go after him. Why? Because what's he going to say? If I didn't do that, hachi lo hava mazmin le'nyeli, he would never sell me this field, right? Right. So my islach le'meimar ibayad le'mimsar moda chavrech islay ve'chavrech de chavrech islay. He'll say like people talk, right? So like if I. And if you're going to say to me, right, and what are you going to say to me? I should be memser modal, Rashi says, memser modal, lomar le'edim b'seser. Maybe I should tell the edim quietly, right? Havi yodin shal sada zu she'etzo zu sha'ani lokeach ani ma'arer. Just, I want you to know that field that I'm not really moda. I really think it's mine, right? Umashi shatakti, why did I say nothing? Lamashi kasav mitzrei bishmo she'im ani mocha lo yimkor lizos. I'm just telling you now, I'm doing this because I don't want him to go back on the deal. So why would I do that? Because a very important rule, which is no conversation is ever had in confidence.
Right?
It's going to happen. He's going to find out. Right? I'm not going to tell anybody quietly, because if I tell someone quietly, it's going to blow up. It's a good, right? My mother told me that once a long time ago. But it's not always true. It's not always true. But you have to be careful, right? So, fine. So, but the point is that's why if it's about his own field that he's purchasing and he's moda about the boundary, the guy doesn't lose his opportunity to later come back and say, when I said that, it wasn't, I wasn't really moda. Fine. Because he can make this argument. Okay. Ahuda saw simin la'acher ear air. Okay, so what happened? There's a certain person who had done this, right? He had made a simin. He had signed in a simin for somebody else. Right? So he had signed a star for another person and said, yes, this boundary, its boundary is Reuven's field, even though he really felt it was his field. And then he came later and he said, just by the way, it's actually my field. Okay. And then what happened? B'shachav, and then he died. V'okim apetropa. So they set up a person to administrator to take care of the state of the assumption. So Asa Apotropis, so this Apotropis goes ahead, Lakame Dabai, Kintabai. Amalei. Asa Simin La'acher. Ibidez Chusa. So Abai says, I'm really sorry, but that's their halacha. If you made a simon for somebody else, so then you're out. So Amar, Apotropis says back, Ihava Avu Hondi Yasme Kayam, if the guy was alive, the father of the assumption, if he was alive, Havutan, he would make the following argument. V'amar, Talem Echad Asi Silacha. Right? He would say, I only agreed to one border. Meaning, I didn't agree to the other borders. So all I said was, one furrow, this one line belongs to you. I was masking that this line, this border, is the border that belongs to this guy. How much is inside? I don't know. I just agreed to this. I didn't agree to this, and this, and this, and everything inside. I didn't say. I just agreed to the boundary. You think it means the boundary of the whole field. I didn't say that. All I agreed was to that furrow. That's savvy. So Amalei, Shaper Karmis. So Abai says, you're right. The Amr of Yochanan, Imtan Va'amra Talem Echad Asisilacha Neman. You're right. If that's actually Rabbi Yochanan said just a thing. If you're able to tie enough, if you guys smart enough to come back and say, I didn't mean the whole field. I just meant that one boundary, that one line, basically, that one furrow. It works. Zil havle mihas flam echad. It was fine, so but at least give the guy the one furrow. Right? Yeah. And what happened? Havale richva de dikle. There was a whole line of date palms there. I guess pretty expensive. Right? So that he won so fast, he didn't want to give that up. So Amalei. And by the way, it's not for himself, it's just for these Yisomim. It's very nice, right? He's reworking for them. He says, if the father was alive, he would have said, no, I was moda initially on the date palms, but I bought the back. I purchased them. Okay. Amalei, Shapir Kamris, you're right. Good time. The guy makes such a claim, he's believed. So why is he... So why is he believed? Look at Rashi, Neman, see right across the way? It's a couple lines down. De'apesha asar hu apesha hinder. Or what's the rule? I mean, the rule is, if I'm the one who made myself asar in certain cases, then I can make an argument that I fixed it, basically. Right? So since I have edim that it was mine and then it got stolen from me, right? He doesn't have any zechus in that furrow. Ela al piv shalzeh shasa simin. Meaning I'm the one who was moda. Right? I'm the one who says, right? I said yes, it's his. Oh, so I said it was his? Fine. V'harei chazar v'amar lekach. Now, I'm the one who said it, so I can also say it. By the way, yeah, I gave it to him, and I also took it back, right? So since it's peshiter, so he's believed in that case. Okay. So. So Amar Abaye, hi man, the mukin up a chapa nogum ki hi. When I set up a chapa, use this guy, right? The yad la'afuche b'schus of the aspect. This guy knows how to make good tainus. So I use this guy because he's really good. He's a professional apotropist, and he will he'll put his business card in the Jewish link, and people will hire him because he's really good. Okay, next case. Mishahal chumdiyah sayam ve'avda derech sadehu. Okay, so this is case number 5, I think, now, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, notice in the last halacha, the last mishnah, we didn't put Rabbi Gamliel. Right, he didn't say anything because he doesn't puzzle him in that case. Right. Fine. So this one also the same thing. So guy goes off on a journey and he comes back and his field is, he has his field is still there, but it's boxed in on all sides by other fields. Okay? So he has no way to get to his field. Okay? It's not very nice, but that's what happened. Fine. So Adman Omer, Yelich lo biktzara. So Adman says, look, so just you have, choose some way to get to your field, but go the shortest possible way. Because it belongs to someone else, really. You're gonna be using someone else's field to get to yours. Chacham romim yikne lo derech b'me'aman. This is Chacham saying, no, you have to pay. You have to pay 100 in order to get in. Oh, yifrach ba'avir. Or fly in there to get there. One or the other. That's your choice. So, meaning you got to pay for it. Okay. So, my time at the Rabbanan, sharper kamra amon. Meaning, hold on. Like, what's with the Rabbanan? I think Amon said something very nice, right? Let the guy use the... He had to get to his field somehow. So let him use the shortest way.
And presumably there was a path originally.
Somewhere. Presumably there was.
Until he got there.
Right. So Amr Yehuda Amar Rav, kegon shi kifua arba bnei adam me arba ruchosea. Now what's the case? The case is there are 4 different fields on 4 different sides. And everyone can say, you give it in. And like, you have a way. You can have a pathway. Just use one of the other 3. And every person can say that. So no one's going to have to do it, right? So, Ihachi, my time to Admon. Okay, if everyone has a good taina, they don't have to do it. They let someone else do it. So what does Admon think? So, Amarava, ba'arba, da'asu mikoach arba. Okay? Because it's 4 fields that come from 4 people. Ba'arba, da'asu mikoach chad, kule'am lo'pligi, dimatse midchilei. So if the 4 fields are owned by 4 different people, right? Or you have 4 fields, right, that 4 people bought it from one person, it doesn't matter. Either way, everyone agrees that they can push them aside, right? Because they can say, go through someone else's field. Ki pligi b'chad de'asi mekoach arba. What happens? You have 4, there were 4 fields owned by 4 people, and one person bought all 4. So that's nezem machlokas. Meaning if the 4 fields are all owned by other people, so really sorry, like you can't, there's no one to force, so you're going to have to pay, right, presumably, right? But the question is, what happens when one guy owns all 4, right? Because he's got to get in somehow, so now you can't push him off, because you got to let him in some way, right? So Adman Savar Mikomakom Darcha Isle Gabach. right? Amun says, I don't care. So now that I have, again, one which comes, you know, from four different people, the guy can say, I have some way to get, I have to have some way to get in. You don't make you pay. Rabbanan Amre, Safre, Isharkis, Sharkis, Vilo, Mahajuna Shtara Lamarayu, Vilo Matis La Shtuye Dina Bahadayu. So the guy can say to him, you got to pay me. Why? Because if not, you know what I'll do? I'll take the four fields, and I'll sell them back. Right now, I own all four. But if I want, I'll sell them all back to the four different people.
And you're stuck.
And now you're stuck again. So since he can make such an argument, you should pay him. Okay. Again, it's not nice. But that's the... We're not discussing what's nice. We're just discussing what the halach is. Okay. Fine. I would tell him, it's golden if you sure it's and give the guy a pathway. It's fine. But okay. Okay. Huda Amalahu Dikla Labras. So one guy, he's about to die, and he said, before he died, he said, do me a favor, make sure that you give my daughter one date palm. One date palm. Okay. Azul Yasme, Pologlinikse, Lohavula Dikla. So what happened? Came time, the guy passed away, they split up the estate, and nobody gave her a date palm. They took them off themselves. So Savrav Yosef Lemimar. Hanim Asnisin. If you just want to say, oh, this is our case. Meaning, no one has to give, what does he want to say? No one has to give her. Why? Because everyone she goes to can say, go to him. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to buy it. No, me dummy. It's not the same case. Hasam kol chad v'chad matzi midchile. Right? In that case, you're right. Everyone can say to him, look, you can have a path in someone else's field. Hacha dikla gabayu. Here, the date palm is there. There is a, there's a date palm. And it belongs to her. Right, so like, meaning it's not like it was always hers from the beginning, right? So that you can't make that tana now. Like, sorry, go to somebody else. Like, it belongs to her, right? Meirosh. So okay, so my attack entire. So what are you supposed to do? So lisvula dikla vilahadru lifliga meresha. So the answer is take now redo it. Take out the date palm that goes to her, and now re-split it up, right? Split it up again. Without the date palm, equally.
Would it make a difference if the mace said, "I want you to give her the third date palm from the east"? Like,
specify which one.
Versus there's give her I've one. Got 12 give her one. On my property. Give her one.
Probably, it probably would. Then there'd be no machlokas.
Right. Okay.
Then that one would be hers.
Got
so you don't have to like ask it.
Okay.
It would be obvious, I think. Yeah, I think you're right.
I guess okay. We assume one isn't better than the other, right? Like they're all the same.
Presumably some right. Medium right. Type. Yeah, correct.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Last case. Hahuda Amalahu Dikla Labras. Same thing. Guy says, give a deep palm to my daughter. Shachiv, he dies. Vishavik Tre Palge de Dikla. And there was left over two halves of a deep palm. Okay. Yosef Rav Ashi v'kakashalei. So Rashi is telling, he was wondering, mikar inche l'tre palge dikle dikla, or two halves of a date palm considered one date palm? Oh, or no, I mean, that's not really, it's not one at all. So Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Rav Ashi hachi am ravimi mihagronia mishmei derava karu inche l'tre palge dikle dikla. Yes, they do two halves is considered like one. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, good. Vishavik Trey Pagi de Dikla, Shahayalo Bishutfus, right? Vishar de Kalim Harbe Hayulo, Vayesomim Hayunos and La Osan Shnei Chatzayan Shiyesh Tarach Bahan Yoser. Presumably doesn't mean that they're actually cut in half. Right? It's he owned a half with another person and owned another half with another person. Meaning if they're actually cut in half, it's not going to grow up.
Right.
Right? So it's not actually cut in half. It's the value, right? She, mm-hmm. You own this one in partnership and that one in partnership. Half and half, as opposed to owning one, right? So that's the question. So Rashi is carving. They do bar korcha yada al tachtona shanachasim becheskas hayisomim. Right, meaning the bottom line is they own the property now, right? So she has, you know, she's on the low person on the totem pole here. Vizu ena ba alehem elam mikorachat saba. She comes because she's something was written that she's supposed to get it, but she can't in the bottom because in the end of the day she gets the same value. It's just annoying. Right, so at the end of the day, if he said give her one, and they had two halves, so she can get a half, and that will take care of it. Okay? Shkaya. I assume next week will be on normal schedule.
Next week.
For one week.
For one week.